So today's daf is Ayin Vav. We're just at the top of Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Just reminding us, we're in the middle of a topic. We're at the end of a sentence, but the middle of a topic. So we were talking about the situation where the guy marries the woman on condition that there's no mumin, no physical deformities, and then it turns out that there were. So the question is, who has to prove about when it occurred? Yeah. So she claims that it occurred after we already had kiddushin, and therefore, if you want to get rid of me, you got to pay the ksuba. And he claims that it happened before, and it was already there, and therefore, he doesn't want to pay the ksuba, and he doesn't want to have her as a wife, and he doesn't want to pay the ksuba either. He says that the marriage never took effect in the first place because the whole thing was a mistake, and therefore, there's no ksuba. So what did we say? We said towards the end of the daf yesterday, so the Mishnah said it depends on when we're talking about. If he brings a proof, yeah, so let's say he's claiming that she is in a state where she's still living in her father's house, so they had kiddushin, stage one of marriage, and she's still in her father's house, and then he claims that this mum was there already at the time of the kiddushin. So what are we saying over there? Just to get the flow, so he says like this. If he's bringing a proof, what do we say? If she's still in her father's house, then she has to bring the proof, or her father has to bring the proof, that she was not deformed at the time of the kiddushin. Why? Because it all depends on chazakas. Yeah, chazakas is a presumptive state. So we say when she's in her father's house, we have, number one, we have a chazaka.
There's another meaning for the word chazaka, like an established thing.
The words go together, but there's different kinds of chazaka. There's a chazaka where for 3 years you were in a land, or you did something three times, or whatever. But it's the same idea. Chazaka means from the word strength, chazak, yeah? But in this case, it's more of a logical chazaka rather than an activity-based chazaka, right? So what's the chazaka? The chazaka is that her body was unblemished when she was born. Yeah, and she also had a chazaka. There's also a chazaka that now that they want that. So if now what happens when she goes and they do nisuim and now she's living in the husband's house, then suddenly we put the onus of proof back onto him. So what's changed about just because she moved from one house to the other? Because now that they've done nisuim, now the chazaka is that he wouldn't have gone ahead with it unless he checked out beforehand. A person doesn't drink from a cup unless he checks that there's no flies in it. That was the metaphor that we used, yeah? So you have the chazaka that he must have checked. And now he claims it was a mum, so he's probably just, now he's changed his mind.
But there's no real way of proving when the mum occurred.
Right, well, he could only offer his witnesses that when they saw it. So then the question was, why don't we say the same thing? Why don't we say the same thing is also if it was before even kiddushin took place? So we said that there's another chazaka. There's two chazakas. There's a chazaka that a person that can never get it. What's the pshat? So you assume that if he saw it beforehand and he went ahead with it and he's suing, that means he decided that he doesn't mind. Yeah, he knows about this deformity, he doesn't mind. So we had another chazaka that says that a person can never be comfortable, mefayis. He can never be accepting of a deformity. Even if he thinks it's okay, now 5 minutes later, he's not going to accept it. Yeah, so that's also considered a chazaka. So therefore, how does it all work? If we're talking about at the timing is that she's already had kiddushin. So we have the two chazakas. We have the chazaka that her body was fine when she was born. We have a chazaka that he wouldn't have gone ahead with any suim unless he checked it out, and he was okay if there was that. Even if the womb was there, he was happy with it. You have an opposite chazaka to say that a person is never happy with mumin. So we said it was two chazakas against one. Top line, hachad b'makom tarti. So it's one chazaka against two. V'chad b'makom tarti lo yamrinon. One chazaka against two. We're not going to say in that case that he gets to keep the money. So she's got two chazakas on her side. He's got one chazaka on his side. Don't forget we had other chazaka about money. These chazakas are not to do with money. The chazaka of the money is not going to apply if the other chazakas are two against one against him. Okay? So now I think we're up to this on the second line. Now, what happens? Achalotisaris. What? Let's say he will be able to bring witnesses that the blemish, the deformity was there before Kiddushin. So therefore, what happens if the blemish was there before Kiddushin? He cannot say, oh, well, let's go by the Chazaka that she was unblemished. Because, yes, she was born unblemished, but we have proof now that the blemish came before the marriage. If we didn't have such a proof, then she would go by the Chazaka of how she was when she was born. As therefore the Gemara says, Hamed Gufa Chazkasa Lo Yikul Meimar. If he can prove with witnesses that she had that big wart on her forehead before the Kiddushin, then he cannot say that we're lying on the Chazaka that her body was not deformed. Is therefore Ma'ika. So what's left on her side of the table? What is her claim? Chazaka, the Ein Adam Shreisa B'Koyis, Elim Kein B'Koyis. She can say to him, yes, but since you went through with the Nisuin, that proves that you accepted it. Because you wouldn't have gone ahead with the Nisuin, knowing that I had a wart on my forehead, unless you saw it and you accepted it. V'hai Rav and Ephias, you saw it and you accepted it. So therefore, what? There's one Chazaka to back up her claim, which is that he wouldn't have gone ahead with the Nisuin if she had that boom already. So he says back to her, Adarabba, Chazaka Einar Mephaisi woman. If you want to look at Chazakas, there's a Chazaka that a person can never be accepting of a wart in the middle of the forehead. And therefore, it's not true that I accepted it. So then it's only one against one. So if you have on non-financial Chazakas, one against one, then Hamid Mamana Chazakasai. So now we will say we go back to the financial Chazaka. Okay, so that is why it's different. Why is it different when the witnesses were telling you that it was after the Kiddushin or before Kiddushin? Is because if the husband can bring witnesses that the mum was there before Kiddushin, has knocked out one of the Chazakas. If he brings witnesses that the Kiddushin was there when she was in her father's house, even though Rava said that we go by where it's found, Kan Dimtsu, Kan Hoyu, but she's got two Chazakas against one. So that was the way we explained the Gemara, according to Rava. Now the Gemara, the Mishnah, yeah? The Mishnah question was, what's the difference between whether she's in her father's house or her husband's house? Okay, so that's basically what we got to yesterday. Now we have Ravashi. Ravashi Omar Reisha. Reisha is, again, when she's in her father's house. So we said if she's still in the father's house and she has a mum now, then she has to prove that it was there at the time of Kiddushin. Otherwise, we will believe the husband. Yeah? Why is it so, says Rav Ashi? Because in the first place, because when she's in the father's house, the onus is on the father. Yeah? As we said in the loss of the Mishnah, was that the father has to bring a proof. Yeah? Is therefore, it's the taina is really on the father. Yeah? So we're saying, so let's say when she was underage. Yeah? So since the taina is on the father, a chazaka on her body cannot be used as a backup for the father. This is a little bit of a dodgy logic, you would think, because the chazaka should be a chazaka. But a father now is the one who is the litigant. So we're saying the father cannot use the chazaka of her body being unblemished as one of his chazakas. And therefore, he loses out, and the husband, and therefore the onus is on him. If he needs to prove, that it wasn't there before. Otherwise, he doesn't get the money. The sefer, but in the sefer, when she's already living in the husband's house, so then it's her, not her father, is then monali biyarcha. Then it becomes a thing of him against her, and then she can say, well, I have a chazaka that my body was unblemished. You have to prove that it happened before. That's Rav Ashi. One second. We have Rav Meir. And Rav Meir said, we had a whole discussion from, what did Rav Meir come? Rav Meir said in the Mishnah, yeah, that if the thing happened in the father's house, Rav Meir was the one who said in the Mishnah, If it was in the father's house, then the father has to bring proof. If it happened in the husband's house, the husband has to bring proof. But Rav Evi says to Rav Ashi, or Rav Acher ben Rav Evi, Meider Rav Meir, b'mumen haro'uyin lava ima ubeis aviyah, ashala avla haviraya. Such a blemish, yeah, that it would be logical or likely or possible that it came with her, that it's there, been there a long time ago, then the proof goes back onto the father to do. So it's not a question of where is it, and therefore who was the case with? Is it with the father or with her? Even if the case is with her, he's saying, but the deformity is such a deformity that it likely came beforehand. Then Rav Meir would agree that it's the father who has to bring the proof. Yeah. So therefore, it's not about whether the husband is arguing with the father or husband arguing with her. Yeah. Vamai, why do we say that if it's a blemish that's likely have to come beforehand, is the father has to be the father has to bring the proof? Why don't we say mana libiyar chahu? Since he's arguing against her, then she should be able to say I have my chazaka. Gemara answers, "Achol ma'askinan b'yaseris." What sort of mumin haroyin lava ima means she has an extra finger. So if a person has an extra finger, in a chazaka, you can't tell me that the chazaka was that she didn't have the extra finger and it grew. Extra fingers don't grow. That means she was born that way. So the Gemara says, "Yaseris." If you're talking about an extra finger, then my raya maisi. That doesn't make sense. If she has an extra finger, the father has to prove that the extra finger came after she was married already. I can't bring a proof that the finger came out. It's impossible. Yeah, so what's the point of saying it's up to him to bring a proof? So the Gemara says, the Raya is the Rav Nefai. So yes, he cannot bring a proof that she used to not have the extra finger and now she does. But he can bring a proof that the husband knew about it and accepted it. Mm-hmm. So that's the proof that he will have to bring. Okay. So the whole discussion we're talking about is when they're arguing, when did this happen? Yeah? She had a mum, when did it happen? Did it happen after marriage or not? And we had this discussion about what sort of chazakas we are going to accept. Now we come across a din in financial matters, which belongs really in Bava Kamma or somewhere, or maybe Bava Metzia, and it goes like this. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Hamachlif Para Bachamur. A person they were swapping a cow for a donkey. Yeah?
You mean when you wanted to make a sale?
Yeah, I want to buy a cow and you want to buy a donkey. And I have a donkey and you have a cow. So instead of us both going to the pet store and buying it, why don't we just swap? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Okay. So we're going to swap your donkey for my cow. Umashach bala chamoer es hapora. So the owner of the donkey who wants to get the cow, he does a mashicha. So how is the kinyan going to take place? So the din is, when you're swapping two objects, we can do a thing called the kinyan chalipin. Chalipin means a swap, yeah, which means that we don't have to both make a kinyan. If one of us makes a kinyan on the one thing, the other one is automatically transacted wherever it is, even if it's not here. Yeah. So the guy who wants to get the cow did a mashicha, he pulled the cow to him, which is a way of making a kinyan. And the other guy is supposed to then go and pick up his donkey. The Bal HaKal, who wants to buy the donkey, didn't get a chance to go and get the donkey. Now the donkey's dead. So you can see what's going to happen now. The guy who was buying the cow says that the donkey was still alive when I pulled the cow, and therefore at that moment in time the donkey became yours, and then 5 minutes later the donkey dropped dead, it's your problem. And the other guy will say, no, by the time you pulled the cow, yeah, the donkey was already dead, and therefore the whole transaction was invalid. So therefore that's what they're arguing about. Says Shmuel, al bal hachamor lahavi raya. So the bal ha donkey has to prove that the dasha hajja chamor rekayim b'shad mashiach para. He wants to keep the cow and tell the other guy the dead donkey is your problem. He has to prove that the donkey was still alive when he schlepped the cow. So that's what Shmuel says. Okay, and then he said Tana Tuna. Then he says that we can bring a proof from the Mishnah. That's what the expression Tana Tuna means. You can prove it from a Mishnah kala, the case of the bride. In a case, yeah, from the case of a bride, you can prove that the logic will transfer over to the Baal HaChamor, and he'll have to prove that his donkey was alive. Is the question is, which case of our Mishnah? Hey, kala, which case? Ilem kala beveisaviha. What do we say in the Mishnah? The kala, first of all, the kala when she was in her father's house. In the father's house, if the mum was found there, yes, and we say that the father has to bring a proof that the mum was there after the mum came after kiddushin. And then what will happen? He'll get the money off for the ksuba off the husband. So he's the guy who's bringing the proof is tainting that he wants money. He's like the motzi mechaveri, and he's bringing the raya, right? It's midomi. So how can you compare that to the baal hadonkey? Hossam, in the case of the girl, maisi of raya umapik, the father is bringing a proof that the mum came later, and at time of kiddushin she was unblemished, and therefore he's getting money for it. So he is motzi mechaveri, therefore is Allah of haraya. So the guy who brings the proof is the one who wants to extract the money from the other guy. But hacha, what happens here? The guy is holding a cow in his hand, and he has to prove that the donkey was still alive in order to be able to keep the cow that he's got in his hand. He's not trying to be mochi anything. He doesn't want to have to give the cow back. So he's protecting something that he's already got. Hacha maisi balach ha-mairaya here, when you say that the balach donkey has to bring a proof, is a mukim. It means to keep something that he's already got. So how can you compare these two cases? Is Omar Rabba Abba, so Rabba Abba answers, what was Shmuel saying? Tani tuna kala, kala bes chamiha, the second case of the Mishnah, where the kala is already in the father-in-law's house. She's moved in with her husband, they've done nisuin. So then what's happening? Who has to bring the proof then? The husband. And that, what is going to happen when he brings that proof? He will not pay the ksuba. Yeah? So he is bringing a proof to avoid paying. So the guy with the donkey is also bringing a proof that his donkey was alive to avoid giving back the cow. So therefore, Rababa says, that's the comparison. So the Gemara says, 1 minute, Akati lo domi. It's still not a valid comparison. Hasam baal maisi rai. When the husband brings his proof that she was deformed earlier, what's he doing? Morale the chazaka da'av. His proof is destroying. The father has a chazaka that she was born without a blemish, and he's saying that's very nice, but I can prove that she had the blemish 5 years ago. So he is damaging the chazaka that the father has. Ahacha, the Baal HaChamor is not coming to damage the chazaka. On the contrary, the Baal HaChamor is coming to uphold the chazaka. Baal HaChamor, my siraya mukim chazaka b'yad. The chazaka was that the donkey was alive. And the Baal HaChamor wants to say that he was still alive. So he's saying, on the contrary, the chazaka was, my donkey was alive, and now I'm bringing a proof to back up that chazaka. So it's not the same thing. The husband is bringing a proof to destroy the chazaka, and the Baal HaDonkey is bringing a proof to uphold the chazaka. So how can you compare these two things? It's Amr Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Let's go backwards. Hey, we're talking about the Reisha. Yeah, the Reisha is where she's in the father's house, and it's the Kiddushin. Ah, you're telling me, what was the problem? Why couldn't we say that? Because there it's the father who wants to get money out of the husband. So it's not analogous to the guy who's got the cow who just wants to keep the cow. He says, no, we're talking about which money? The Kiddushin money. What happens when someone gets married? He gives money and says, Arayam HaKadoshesli. Or if it's a father, he gives money to the father. Now the husband says it was a mistaken sale. No deal. I want my money back. So who is now trying to get out the money? The husband is trying to extract money from the father. And the father has to bring a proof in order to not have to pay the money. So that's the same as the guy who wants to bring a proof not to have to give back the cow. And then he says a further point. Now, the whole machlokes, when a person gives money for kiddushin and something goes wrong, let's say the chassan gives money for the kiddushin and then the chassan dies and they don't have the sui. Does that money have to be, is that a sunk cost and it's bad luck? Or do we say, no, he didn't mean to give the money, assuming he was going to die, and therefore that money has to be returned to the family? So it's a machoikis. But Rav Nachman Yisrael says, in this case, where the husband is claiming back the money that he gave for the kiddushin, you could argue, according to one opinion, it's a sunk cost and he can't get it back anyway. He says, loy tema aliba demanda omar kiddushin lav letibui nitnu. It's not only according to the opinion that says that in general, when a chassan gives the money for a marriage, it's not a sunk cost and he can claim it back if something goes wrong. Elafil demanda omar kiddush letibui nitnu. Even the one who says that when he gives money for kiddushin, that's a sunk cost. And if something goes wrong and the nisuin doesn't go ahead, he cannot claim that money back. It's like a deposit. You can't get it back. Yeah? Forfeited the deposit. He says, Hali Mili, even according to this guy, when is it that a person made the money of kiddushin, like his deposit, and he cannot ever claim that back? It's kiddushin vadai. When the kiddushin was a proper kiddushin, so he made a deposit intending full. There was no issues at the time of the deposit. It's just that something else happened later that stopped him from going ahead with the nisuim. Then he cannot get his money back. Avo kiddushin tois. But if the kiddushin was a mistake in the first place, then imaisi raya ein. Then if the father can prove that the mum wasn't there, then the husband loses his deposit. But Eloi. But then he has to return the deposit. Yeah? So it's like you buy something. You say you put a deposit on something. You put a deposit on a house. Yeah? So I don't actually know what the law is, but presumably if you don't come through, you lose your deposit, right?
That's ordinary.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, but what would happen if it turns out that the house didn't belong to the guy you bought it from? It was some kind of wild mistake. And there was a false pretense. The contract was invalid. Something was wrong. Yeah?
You'd have to get the money.
Then you would get your money back. Yeah, even though generally with a deposit you don't get your money back. But if it can be proven that the whole deal was null and void, then you would get your money back. So that's what we're saying over here. And therefore what? Therefore the father is, and therefore the father is bringing a proof in order to keep the money. So that's the same as the Balach Hamor bringing a proof in order to keep the cow. Okay, Fred, the Gemara Beis, I'll ask you another question. Another question involving a chazak and when something happened. Machat shenimtzis ba'evi beis hakosis mitzat echad. Now, if you know the geography of a cow has in himself a certain part of the body which is called beis hakosis. It looks like cups. Somewhere in the kishkas there, he's got two things in his stomach, and they look like cups at the top of the stomach, and it's called beis hakosis. And it's two things that are folded over, and it's thick and schmaltzy, yeah? So what happens? You found a needle in there. Now, a needle, if there's a hole in this organ, then it's a trepha, yeah? Like a lot of the internal organs, if a cow has a hole in one of the internal organs that's important, then that's called a trepha, and it's not kosher. So when the shochet or whoever was checking the organs after the shechita, he found a needle in there. Not in the haystack, in the cow's guts. So you found a needle in the cow's guts, in the base of kosis, and you got to decide, is this a trepha or not? So it says like this, mitzad echad. The beis hakosis is you got this schmaltzy thing, yeah? It goes through and it can go from one end to the other. Mm-hmm. If the needle's sticking out of one side, it's kshera. Because that means you haven't really got a hole. Because the needle didn't go all the way through. It's sticking out of one side.
Except you've got a hole on that side.
Yeah, but it hasn't gone all the way through. To be called a hole, it has to go from one end to the other. So the needle didn't go all the way through. It's kosher. Mishneit stodin. If the needle goes through and through, all the way to the other side, so it's sticking out of both sides of this beis hakosis thing, yeah? That means if the needle went all the way through, there's a hole, otherwise the needle couldn't go through. And therefore, it's a trefa. Therefore, the animal's not kosher. Nimtza leha kertzup. So that's gore. Now, what happens if nimtza, when did it become, if you want to work out when the needle was in there, so then it says, nimtza leha kertzup, if you found on the needle a little bit of blood. So the needle, let's say, wasn't sticking, but right now you don't know where the needle was, but you can see that the needle has blood on it. So the question is, if the needle has blood on it, be a du'a shehu lifnei shechita, then you know that the needle was there before shechita, and therefore that's why the blood is flowing when the animal's still alive. So the blood is flowing. So if there's blood flowing, then it got onto the needle. So you know the needle was there before the shechita. And therefore, the animal is treif. Yeah, because it had a hole in it before the Shechita happened. But if there was no blood on the needle, is biadua shula achas shechita. Then you know that the needle only came along after shechita. That's why there's no blood on it, because the blood stopped flowing. Yeah.
How would the needle come after shechita anyway?
No, because they cut the animal open. Yeah. They're in the abattoirs.
All of a sudden, the needle flew from somewhere.
Ah, they're in the abattoirs, and there's people walking around, and there's all sorts of. You ever been in the shlachtos over there? It's a little bit hefka, yeah. So you have there the Arab workers. Who knows what was going on? So someone dropped a needle in there. He was trying to sew up his oisin, and he dropped the needle. Yeah? Who knows? Yeah. So they found the needle with no blood on it. Then you can assume the needle came after the shechita, and it's kosher. You know, if you want to take an extreme case, you can say that you bought it from the butcher shop and you took it home and found a needle in the meat. You could say, well, there's no blood on it. That would be an extreme case. Now, what happens if you've got, let's say, you cut up the meat and you found there a wound, yeah? And huglad pihamaka, there is where the wound was, the blood has congealed, yeah? So you're trying to work out how long ago was this wound here? Before I bought it, and therefore I want my money back, or after I bought it, and therefore it's my fault. So I'm a butcher, yeah? So I'm a sheikhet. So how does it work? The sheikhet buys a cow from the farmer, and he shechts it, and he sells the meat. So the question is, if the animal's a trefa, whose problem is it? Is it the farmer who originally sold it, or is it the sheikhet who bought it? So the question is, when did it become a trefa? Was it a trefa in the first place? And therefore, when you bought it from the farmer, it was already a mekach tos, and therefore you get your money back from the farmer? Or did it become a trefa after you already bought it? And therefore, it's not the farmer's problem, it's your problem, the sheikh's problem. Yeah. So we're trying to work out how long ago did it become a trefa? Is if the blood is congealed, biyadua sheshleisha yomim kodem shechita, then you know that this wound happened 3 days before shechita. So when the sheikh checks it and finds the congealed blood in there, he knows that the wound happened 3 days before. And if he only bought the cow yesterday, he goes back to the farmer and says, you sold me a trefa, I want my money back. Yeah? But if it's not congealed, yeah? So therefore he cannot prove that it was a trefa when he bought it. So if he wants his money back, he's going to have to find some other proof. Is then a mochi mechaveri olivaraya. Then the
somebody wants money, he has to prove it.
It's right. So he wants his money back, he's going to have to prove that it was a trefa when he bought it. Yeah? Okay, so that was the braisa. Then we have, so what is that? What is the implication there? If you say olav haraya, that means that if he does bring a proof, he wins, yeah? Ve'i yohiv tabach, I'm sorry. Ve'i yohiv tabach dami. It's the other way. So what's hamotzi mechaveh olav haraya? So that means whoever wants to get the money has to bring the proof. Now what happens if the guy paid in advance? So the butcher's already paid the money. Well, not in advance, but he's paid the money, yeah?
Same thing.
Well, if he's paid the money, who is trying to get the money out? The butcher. He's trying to get a refund.
Yeah?
Is therefore boil us so you're right, you're mapik. He has to bring a proof that it was a trefa to get his money back. Yeah, that's what we've been saying. Now the question is, if we're saying, like in these cases with the chamor, yeah? Mm-hmm. With the chamor we said he has to bring a raya that the chamor was alive and he keeps the cow. So how come over there it's bringing a proof in order to keep the cow, and here the guy who wants to extract the money has to bring a proof? Why do we say that the butcher has to bring a proof in order to get his money back? Why don't we say the Bala Behem Alay Siraya Venukim? Why don't we say that the farmer has to bring a proof in order to keep the money? Yeah? Just like we said, the father in his house, when the mum is in her house, the father has to bring a proof to keep the Kiddushin money. And the Bala Chamer has to bring a proof in order to keep the cow. Why don't we say over here that the farmer has to bring a proof in order to keep the money of the sale? Ella, so therefore... Oh, sorry, I skipped a line. Yeah, and answers the Gemara, but the lo yohiv tabcha dami. We're talking about where he hasn't paid yet. So he hasn't paid yet. So therefore, who wants the money now? It is takke. It's exactly that. It is the farmer who wants to get his money for the sale. So he bought it on credit. Yeah? He bought it on credit. He hasn't paid money. Yeah. And he says, hey, hang on, it's a trade for. I'm not paying for it. Mm-hmm. And now the Baal HaKao wants to get his money from the Shoichet. So then he is trying to... So the Shoichet has to bring a proof in order to keep keep his money, not pay. We're talking about Loya Iftab Chadami. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. The Mishnah said, Amotze Mechaveri Olav Araya. Yeah? So how can you tell me... So, but what you're saying is that it's going to be a different halacha. So therefore, if you're telling me that it's always the Baal HaBehema who has to prove that it was not Trefa, then it's not Hamotze Mechaveri Olav Araya. It's Baal HaBehema Olav Araya, whether he's the Motzi or not. Because we're saying, okay, the example is when he's the Motzi. But if he's not the Motzi, he would still have to bring a Raya. Because what we're saying is that the one who wants to keep it has to bring the proof. So my psaka. So why does the Mishnah say, HaMotzi Mechaveri Olav Araya? The Baal HaBehema always has to bring a Raya, whether he's Motzi or not. So why does it make a blanket statement of HaMotzi Mechaveri Olav Araya? It's only sometimes. If he's the Motzi Mechaveri, then the Motzi Mechaveri is Olav Araya. If the Baal HaBehema is not the Motzi Mechaveri, then it's not a Motzi Mechaveri Olav Araya. It's Baal HaBehema Olav Araya. So my psaka, why are you making a blanket statement? Ella, so therefore there's a bit of a problem with Shmuel, and therefore he asked Rami Bar Yecheskel. Rami Bar Yecheskel was the brother of Rabbi Yehuda, the famous Amoyer Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel's Talmud. And he said, Omar, he says, Lo yisa sitzaitzinu lahanik ploli dekal Yehuda achim ishmeid Shmuel. Don't listen to all of these things that my brother Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, because he mucked it up. Hachi Omar Shmuel, because it was Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel before, yeah? Mm-hmm. It's Shmuel said as follows, Kol shen noilad sofik b'shusay olav haraya. It's not a blanket statement that the guy who wants to keep what he's got has to bring the proof. It's wherever the doubt, whoever was in the position of having something when the doubt came along, he's the one who has to bring the proof. V'tani tuna kala, and that's what we can prove from our Mishnah, that when the doubt came along when she was in the father's house, the father has to bring a proof. When the doubt came along when it was in the husband's house, the husband has to bring a proof. So that's more like Rava's way of learning, that kan nimtzu kan hoyu, it all depends on where it was. Yeah, so that's the same, and the same thing will apply with the behema, with the needle and the haystack, it's all the same thing. Whoever is the one who's reshus the suffolk happened in, he has to bring a proof. And therefore, Machlif Parah B'Chamor, the Baal HaPorah is going to have to bring the proof. It's Meisveh. Now I'll ask you a kasha. The Machat Shanizbeh B'Sakoyseh. So what are you talking about? When the needle was found in the animal, if he bought it on credit, then the Baal HaBehema... So therefore, what are you telling me? That the Suffolk was... When did the Suffolk start? The Suffolk started in the house of the farmer's farm. Yeah? That's where we don't know whether the needle was there or not. So what are we telling me? The Baal HaBehema boil us to your rayu mapik, and he wants to get the money. Vamai sveika, which was tabach esyalu. When did you find out there was a suffik? Only after it was shechted. So why don't we say the suffik happened when it was in the possession of the shechet? Yeah, and therefore he has to bring the proof. Why are you saying the Baal HaBehema has to bring the proof? And says the Gemara, we're nearly finished. The yoiv tabach tami. We're talking about where he did give money. Yeah, and Enechanami, he is the one who has to bring the proof, the tabuch, because he gave money, he wants to get it back. Is there Bazoi Mais Psaka? Again, why are you saying Motzi Mechaveri Varaya? If it's always the Baal the tabuch, if it's always the butcher, then he's not always the Motzi Chaveri. And for the Gemara, it's Tamad the Milsa, because that's the usual thing. Usually, you don't get the animal unless you give the money. And therefore, the Stam case is that he gave money, and therefore he wants to get his money back. He's the Motzi Mechaveri, and therefore he has to bring the proof. Yeah.